Copy, 4DJW, mobile.
And 4ZLK, mobile.
You having a good morning?
I guess it, yeah, it's still morning.
Hope you are. Just out here making a few deliveries. I'm done with that now. I'm going to mosey on back with this trailer, drop some pallets off at a customer, and kind of take a little lunch and hang out till I got to start making the pickups.
Plan, I'm headed out to the airfield for the second time on the second day of this week.
Heavy air, good for flying.
Got a good head of steam before you lift that front wheel off the ground, or you're not going to go anywhere. Yeah, that thin air, you got to have more speed to take off. But once you get up in the air, it's actually pretty good for doing high-speed passes because the air resistance is really low.
Would be heavier or more resistant with all the humidity. I was kind of joking around, but I don't quite understand it. I don't have a lot of knowledge with it.
You light thicker air because you can fly slower. You can do the same. The control surfaces work better when the air is thicker. They don't work as good when the air is thinner, but you can go faster when the air is thinner. Theoretically, you're still limited by what your prop can do, but gravity actually helps with that. if you go up high and you do a Immelman turn, you go up and you turn over on your back and you pull up elevator and you come around through a half a loop and then you're coming down at the ground wide open. You can make some. I got GPSs in my airplanes and I'm working on a log analyzer and I try to run it up past 120 miles an hour as I make a low pass across the runway. And on days like today, that's pretty easy. On days where the air is thick, that's kind of hard to do.
The air thick. I would think it would be the humidity, and then I thought the humidity was up, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's cold, the molecules are tighter packed together. They're thicker. The air is thick when they get cold air, unless you go higher in altitude. As you can, so there's more than just one thing that affects it, right? Like if you go up on Mount Everest, the air is really, really thin, and it's really, really cold. But if you get down here on the ground, on set, so it's a function of multiple things, and what you're talking about is water moisture in the air, sucking water moisture out. Usually that's not too much of a problem when it's humid. Not at the speeds that I'm going. When you get up to jets and breaking the sound barrier, then that's a different story. So all things in perspective.
Really good explanation. I obviously misunderstood. When you walk out and you feel the humidity, it feels heavy. So I just assumed it was the same thing. But I did read an article or saw a video the other day. I can't remember which, but a pilot, he got his, he was able to lift off the runway, but he wasn't going fast enough because the air was, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it didn't have enough lift, and he ended up, he was flying, but he was flying too early, and he went off the end of the runway and crashed into trees because he had no lift. It was just enough to get him up in the air, but he flew too soon, they said.
Power stall. You don't have enough speed, enough power. You need a lot of what you try to do when you're limited like that is break the ground with your wheels so that you don't have any ground resistance, and then fly like a foot. You can with as much power on as you can until you get to the last minute. Then you pull up once you've built up a big head of steam, and then as soon as you pull up and you clear the trees, you level back out again and pick your speed back up again because you just spent your speed, your backlog of miles per hour or kilometers per second. You just killed it when you jumped up over those trees, so you got pushed down as soon as you clear them and build your speed back up again before you can actually jump up in the air.
Interesting, and I was thinking it had something to do with the whether it was altitude of the airport itself, the runway itself, or the heaviness of the air, again, like we were discussing. And say the plane was able to fly, you know, was able to lift off the ground, but he did it too soon. He didn't have enough ground speed, I guess, to create that lift he needed. But there's a lot to it, I guess, a lot more than just pulling back on the stick and going.
Down and around where we are, it's not that bad. It's not that big of a difference. But when you get up in the Alps or in the Rockies or even
the Smoky Mountains at some places, when you get up around 6,000 feet, it does start making a difference. But down here, you know, less than 1,000 feet above sea level, altitude doesn't really make that much difference for what we're allowed to fly. You know, you get other jets like F-16s, and it's totally different picture. Anyway, you have to come fly one day with us.
And it'd be fun to see. Do you have any experience or any desire to move to the jet engines, or you like your battery-operated drones and planes?
I've done this long enough to know that everything that you build is going to crash. And those things, I went down to Orlando with Mike Gregory. He's the guy that owns Gregory Cleaners. We went down to Orlando, which is where Bob Violet lives. He passed away, but he built the first line of jets. And we saw him taking off and landing. We both considered it was $6,000 back then for a jet. And me knowing that everything that you build is going to eventually, I mean, it's always going to come back down to the earth. It's whether or not it's controlled or not. And there is going to be a time it's not controlled, just like you are going to stump your toe again. It's just a matter of when you're going to stump your toe. It's going to happen. So I decided, no, I'm not going to. You know, not until maybe I've got $100 million in the bank, and then I wouldn't care. But the way it is right now, I do care.
I know they're expensive. They look fun, and they're pretty cool when they're flying, when you see videos of them. But I've never seen a jet, you know, RPA or whatever you call them, in person. I've seen videos of them. I've seen the smaller, you know, airplanes and things, and I always thought it'd be fun, but it's the same thing. It's a bank account priority.
1,000 back then. They're about 23,000, 24,000 now. Some of them as high as 60,000. Yeah, more than a really nice car. So I'm not interested. Not right now. Maybe one day, but not now.
Now, do people build their own jet engines, or do they usually buy them from a manufacturer somewhere and then build the planes around it?
The jet engine, and it has to go back to the factory they purchased it from every 23 hours of flight, and they have to rebuild it. If you don't want any flameouts. And when you get that much invested, you don't want any flameouts. So they'll keep two or three of them in backlog and use their backup while their primary is being rebuilt. You know, it's kind of like having spare batteries when I'm flying. I got multiple batteries. I land and I swap out the battery and go take off again. They do the same thing with their engines. And they are flown around here. The airfield I'm going to, when they have a fun fly, they'll be over there. The jet ones will be there. And down at Triple Tree, where Pat Harness puts on his Joe Nall every year, they go down there and fly. They do have one event that's just for the jets. They have an old-timers event. They have a jets event. They have a general aviation event. They have multiple events every year. So this area is a really good area if you want to go see one of those.
23 hours. I know you probably don't spend a lot of time in the air at a time, but 23 hours doesn't seem like a lot of time. But I don't know either. That could be all perspective.
Depending on what kind of flight it is, they last anywhere from 4 minutes to 12 minutes. You can get outside of that easily. Like gliders, they'll go up and stay up for hours, so that's a totally different scenario. And then there's the fun fly planes that take 2 ounces of fuel. They'll fly one event, which is hopefully less than a whole minute, and they're back on the ground and done, and they want to be faster than everybody else. And then there's pylon racing. Well, they'll race a quantity of laps, and there again, the goal is to be back on the ground as quick as possible.
Anything, the more you invest in the hobby, the more expensive it gets, I guess. And you gotta, unless you just have unlimited funds, like you said, you have to pick and choose what you do.
Because I got more than one hobby. Ham radio, RC, planes, CNC machining, distributed computing, you can only, you just have to hit the high spots on each one of them when you like a lot of different things.
And have a little extra time on your hands as well.
Yeah, and that's going to run out as soon as Amy retires, because she's going to want to take those vacations we're not taking while she's working.
Into your hobby time.
I'm ready to do that kind of stuff, too. We went to Paris shortly after we got married, stayed there for 2 weeks. She's wanting to go back over there first thing as soon as she retires.
We spent a weekend in Paris on our way to England. Cousins were going to pick us up, and they called at the last minute and said, hey, or not really last minute, but all these years we've been making plans, and they had friends who they've been trying to get to come over for years, and they happened to decide to come in that same weekend that we were planning, so we just went to Paris for the weekend and then met them after they spent their weekend with their good friends.
Anybody who's on the inside, it's a total different country when you know some people that are over there, England or Paris or I imagine any other country. Totally different when you know somebody. You get to go behind the wall, because otherwise, Americans have built a really bad reputation when they travel, and they'll block them out they'll block you out if they don't know who you are.
Completely. On our own, first time, didn't know anybody, obviously don't know the language. I can read a little bit, enough to know, but it was fun. We really enjoyed it. We just kind of walked around and had some of the delicacies and did the Eiffel Tower and a few other things. But having family in England, that's for sure. We were going to get a very historical tour of London, because my cousin's wife grew up in London, and she's a bookworm. She's a history buff. She remembers everything she reads. And we were so looking forward to that, and we were staying in the hotel the night before she was supposed to take us on a tour. She developed something, I can't even remember what it was, something on her leg, and she had to keep her foot propped up for 2 or 3 days. So my cousin, who didn't really give a care, and told us so, and didn't really know much about them, walked us around, knew where the main things were, but we had to tell her where we went, and then she told us all about it.
Oh, pretty cool. I'm here at the airfield. I got to jump out and unlock the gate, and then I'll be back for my short trip from the gate to the flying field. But be back in a minute, W4DJW.
Okay, I'll be here for a couple more minutes as well.
W, pass the gate. Got the whole field to myself till somebody else shows up.
Or is that okay? Does it get pretty busy out there?
Early enough in the day, it does not. You get the whole airfield to yourself. I like doing figure eights, that taking off and landing in opposite directions, and doing touch and goes in between. And when there's other people here, they don't like you to do that because it confuses them. But that's one of the good things about being able to do what you want while nobody's here. That's why one reason I get out so early is to be able to do stuff, maneuvers like that kind of freak other people out. Anyway, I'm backing in. Good talking to you, Shane. Enjoy the rest of the day. Don't work too hard. Looking forward to your retirement and coming out flying with us sometime. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
I'll make it a plan, Dave. Look forward to it. Enjoy your day, too. Nice to talk with you. W4DJW, N4ZLK. With somebody, N4ZLK.